Sasha.
We're live on Adobe Radio. Thank you, Adobe, for always hosting our sillinesses. Our wonderful sillinesses. I have been, the last couple shows, I've been eating edibles, like, I don't know, like an hour before the show or something. And, like, you know, I've been only eating like 40 milligrams, I feel like. Well, no, I gave you one.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had three for your one, I think. I think I had three. So I guess I've had 70 milligrams today. And, like, getting, like, the munchies. So if you hear crunching in the background, it's because I'm eating Farmer's Market pita chips.
I ate almost everything we bought from the Farmer's
Market. Like, my mom's in town, so we took my mom to the Farmer's Market, and we got, like, mad good things. So much goodness. And I'm eating fresh pita chips from there. So if you hear crunching, I apologize, but, like, whatever. It's a weed show, and I never eat on the show, and, you know, whatever. If it bothers you, just let me know. Follow us on Twitter, Cool Nerd Weed, and everywhere else. Just find us, Google Cool Nerd Weed Show. You'll find us somewhere. We'll pop up for you.
We're everywhere.
We're everywhere, I tell you.
The only thing that comes up when you Google Cool Nerd Weed Show.
Gosh.
Yeah. It's all about the name.
We're patent pending.
Copyright.
Copy TM, trademark. We are smoking. What are we smoking?
Well, we were smoking this bubblegum up here earlier.
Oh, yeah.
And
what did you think of it?
I enjoyed it. I have no idea what the genetics are.
Which is interesting that we don't know anything about anything anymore.
I know nothing. It's a hybrid. I actually saw somewhere that it said it was a sativa. And as we suspected, it may be a Skittles or gelato cross.
Yeah, another
pheno.
Reviewer on the internet says, like, they think it might be a run slash, what did I say?
Run slash gelato.
We, for some reason, thought, did we think cookies?
Well, yeah, it's the same sort of thing.
I guess it's all that. It's cookies.
Some cookies, gelato. Yeah.
So that was our assessments. But it was good. It was tasty. It was terpy. We definitely, like, felt the terps. And if you're curious, it was like 31% THC. That matters to you, which it's not supposed to anymore.
And what else did we smoke? We smoked this head stash.
Oh, yeah, Paulie's. So, I don't know. Like, this is fun, but, like, all these, like, cool packagings, like, you know, they're cool. They're tight. They slay. But when it comes down to it, what the hell are these things?
What is it? What's
I love
hyphy jar?
Weed. Like, well, you know, Bernie Sanders OG and shit like that. Of course, weed has been being sillily named for centuries. But, you know, I'd like to have some clue of what lineage is. That is just how I enjoy smoking. But some people just like to know the effects based. They just like to know what it does. That doesn't really indicate anything, though.
This indicates nothing. This tells me nothing.
But, you know,
it is delicious. It is so tasty and terpy.
Yeah. And who grows it? I looked up the name. We looked up the names. It's like, you want me to look?
Here you go. I don't know. It's just Instagram names. We follow all of them. Just to be sure.
Mm. Shopping carts.
Yeah.
Is one of them. There's like, it's a collab, I thought.
Yeah, there's mad collabs happening right now. What in the hell?
we like it. I like the packaging. I'm a sucker.
Yeah, there's been a lot packaging. Of cool hyphy packaging coming out.
I haven't seen packaging like that, like, anywhere else in the United States of America.
I don't think the rest of the country is ready for this.
You ready for this hyphy?
I don't know. Can you handle it? Can they handle it?
I'm bleeding right. Well, actually, lies. It's like that in New York, but, like, on street vendors.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it is the culture. But what's inside that fancy bag? Because you can get branded bags on your local shopping platforms everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's no secret. that you can get Mylar bags that are, you know,
branded, hyphy,
cartoons, and cool imagery that I'm a sucker for. I wouldn't say they necessarily appeal to kids, though. I know that was a criticism of a lot of things, but, you know, and it's a criticism of, like, vapes and shit, which I think rightly so, because those shits are fucked up, but I don't know. I guess they're bright colors and cartoon characters, but...
I don't know. We've had some that were a little controversial. Some anime.
Oh, you did? Yes.
Some anime.
Ooh, those were...
They were super racy. Sexy anime girls.
They were racy.
Racy.
So we're talking about LA weed right now. If it's different where you're from, you know, let us know. Slide in our DMs. Tell us where you're from and, you know, what your packaging looks like. I know we're like LA snobs, but the other places that I've been, I don't fucking need cool packaging. I'm just a sucker. I'm a marketing, like, if I see something in bright colors, I don't care what it is. It could be like water or something, like, and I'll buy it if it's in a cute package. I like packaging. So I'm just a sucker. But in other places, I really haven't noticed that. I've noticed everything's pretty basic.
Pretty basic.
Basic black jar.
Okay. Like black and white.
Mm-hmm.
Just standardized.
Maybe some sort of like tropical theme. I feel like Chicago had a couple of variations of things. But everything seemed like very like soft.
Clinical?
No, I wouldn't say clinical. Just like yellows and browns.
Okay.
And blacks and whites. Earth tones.
Earth tones.
And, you know, but they also had, like, Bella Thorne's weed. They have, like, she has cool packaging.
Oh, yeah. It's all sparkly.
So those sorts of things, too. Which, again, sucker. I'll take it all day. However, it has to be what's inside the bags, like you said. We want to talk now. So we told you about, the fair, the state fair, and the weeds that were being entered.
Oh, yeah.
And we, like, mentioned it in passing, and we didn't, like, update you on it at all. But state fair just happened. All the news people were there. They weren't reporting on the weed one, so.
People were there, and I don't know, did we miss this? We wanted to go. You were in tropical vacation. I think this is when you were on your...
I'm
21. For fuck's sake. This competition happened for the first time, and there was a lot of interesting things.
You know, you think about it, like the state fair is so where you show off your horticultures. So it only makes sense. It only makes sense to have weed there, you know, thank the goodnesses. So it's the first time ever. In any state fair or just a state fair?
I think any state fair.
That's great.
First time for California for 100%. But I don't think any other state fair has embraced cannabis just yet.
See? California,
so,
baby.
This is... there was a lot of contestants. There's a lot of interesting things to this. There's a lot to break down here. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, I need to reset here.
Oh, okay.
So
I might have it. The winners or the Beer Bros article?
The winners.
Okay.
There we go.
You have it? Or?
Okay. So it was broken down into several divisions, indoor, outdoor, and various awards like most THCA, most CBJ.
So they broke it down by like cannabinoids and stuff.
Yeah, they broke down by the cannabinoids and the terpenes, and there was no actual human judges. It was all tested by SC Labs.
Interesting. So wait, what was the barometer of like best? You know what I mean? What made it?
Well, the Mocha Humboldt's Wookiees tested, I guess, the highest for THCA. So that was one of the categories.
The dankest.
In indoor category.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting. Okay.
So it tested at 42%.
Three primary cannabinoids, six terpenes, and one co-dominant terpene profile. Okay.
And then there was like an exotic in there.
Interesting.
So
it's just that, just the ones that tested the highest, not the ones that were like.
They wanted to take out, they wanted to just go like straight.
They don't want to do like flavor scientific profile stuff. Well, I guess terpenes are terpenes, right? Like,
yeah. Yeah. So they didn't want to, they wanted to take the human aspect out of it. Look at the bag appeal.
What do you think about that?
I think there needs to be a hybrid of this. I like where they're going with their sciency science of it.
Me too. No, I love that.
But, you know, I'm really curious. Like, I need to get my hands on, we need to get our hands on some of this Mocha Humboldt Wookiees. And and there was North Country Farms, the gas tractor, which I thought we had.
That sounds very familiar. It does. It does. I guess all these are like Northern California.
They seem like they're NorCal. I didn't see any Southern, Southern California companies that I know offhand.
This is crazy. So, if you want to check this out, what's this website? State Fair Cannabis Awards.com. It's pretty cool if you're a nerd like us, like. You know, this is revolutionary. We just kind of went on, like, when we would do awards or grading systems, you know, it's like a group of people.
Yeah.
I don't even know how they
doing the, when you get a judge's kit for the High Times.
Right. Tell me about that
kit. You get the kit. Everything's numbered. You get a little sample, and then you can vote on the samples in each category. Okay. First, getting that kit is overwhelming.
What are you judging it on?
I guess you're smoking it. You're ingesting it.
So your flavor. Your highness.
Your flavor, your high.
How long and shit.
The duration.
I want to do it.
Somebody
give it to me.
we had judges' kits, but then the pandemic happened.
Oh, that's right. Fuck. Fucking COVID ruined a lot for us, really. We had a whole bunch of shit lined up. So did everybody else. Yeah. I mean,
Yeah. So
anyway,
you know, I like the science and how they did it, and I love what SC Labs is doing, taking the human factor out of it. I don't know. It's like taking the umpires out of baseball.
Which, you know, I don't know. That's the worst idea. Umpires are lame. I definitely, I'm interested by this because I do feel like an element of culture is gone if you are just like judging it on numbers, right? However, terpenes and like it, the percentages and the amounts that are in the weed, that could inform the quality of the weed and like how it tastes and stuff. So maybe you don't even need a person's opinion or like bag appeal or whatever, which obviously, you know,
probably comes with all of the things based by the numbers.
Right.
Possibly.
Right.
If something tests in like 3% terps and it's a flower, then you should, based on that, you should know it's going to taste great.
Right. Exactly. You know that what you're going to get is going to like hit you right in the terp zone and you're going to enjoy it. And more weeds are doing that. It's very important. Obviously, they're judging it by that. So it's like a special way to grow weed too, if you can zone in on these terpenes and make your weed rich in them. That's special and takes skill, I reckon.
Oh, absolutely. The right nutrients at the
right
time.
Well, we're growing experts, so we're a pretty big deal in the growing industry. I don't know if you heard, but
we
Cool Nerd Weed Show OG is coming to town.
Oh yeah, we're probably gonna have, it's very limited edition.
Very limited, as in one bowl each, 1 gram each for the first, just you and me. We are growing
Solid ounce.
You really?
Yeah, I think so.
A full ass ounce?
A full
no
ass
way,
ounce,
Jose.
Yeah.
We need a, I don't know, I think we have a, We're growing a few plants. They look pretty good. We've been posting a little bit. We're going to post a whole diary about it.
The successes, the failures.
We did have some failures. We should record about that. We did have some failures. That was really sad. We're not entering these into the state fair. That's for sure.
Not yet. When there's a home garden section at the state fair.
But it's cool. I mean, it's been like a lot of fun to do. We do have 2.5 successful ones.
I don't know. It's the feminized autoflower. They're tricky.
Again, if you're a nerd and you want to learn how to grow, you know, or, you know, you're just trying something new, because these are new futuristic seeds that aren't traditionally like.
They are not traditional for sure.
So that's kind of cool. But I don't know. I take it really personally when they don't make it. I know you're not supposed to, but I do. It's my fault. Somehow they want to live. But yeah, it's a new world. Everything's changing. Everything obviously is everything's changing. You know, we're looking at weed in a totally different way already, which, like, I don't even know. Like, I feel like people are just getting used to THC percentages.
Oh yeah,
you know,
for
like
sure.
People are just getting used to seeing labels and stuff like that. So I don't know. Maybe a little bit too soon to like be like jerking the industry in one direction or another, but you know, if it's going well, I guess we should just keep on keeping on, because I like the nerdy aspect. I just don't want it to like scare people
that it's just too complex for
like we're nerds, you know, and most people who listen to us are nerds, but I feel like we do try to make things accessible. I feel like weed does need to be accessible right now.
Absolutely. I mean, if you're doing, you don't necessarily need to, when you're during your first visit to the dispensary,
yeah, you don't just be like, what's the embarrassing
name
content?
Name all the entire terpene wheel,
right? Which people do come in and ask for terpene rich things, right?
Yeah, for sure. But and if you want to, go ahead, quiz us.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Mm.
You can quiz me.
You get stumped.
Not usually. So sometimes it's the way people ask questions.
Mm, we should do the overheard right now before we go to break. Because this is flowing nicely into that. You know, people buying weed is different now. You know, more different now than it has been ever, especially in California. And, you know, it's been cool to get like tourists and people from out of town and more people who, you know, don't smoke weed and are new, or they have been smoking and just like, it's changing and they don't know why, or have been misguided in the past. So TS has heard some pretty funny things, and it's changed since I have been working at a dispensary, which was really not that long ago. So yeah, what's this week's?
We're making great leaps and bounds here. This week's episode of Overheard Dispensary.
Overheard Dispensaries.
I can't smoke hybrids. They taste funny.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
There's a lot to unpack here. Not really, though. I mean, okay. So what did you, was that to you or?
Yeah, this was.
What did you say?
Direct. I.
What was the context? Like, were they like, okay, so they taste funny. All hybrids.
All hybrids.
All was. Well, good luck, buddy.
Sort of specifically vape hybrids.
What? Really?
Vape hybrids. So I was like, okay. Everything's distillate and flavored. So, you know, I just didn't show the many hybrids.
From like the vape section.
From the vape section.
Well, that's easier than flower, I feel like, because everything's a hybrid.
Well, that's where I was trying to go. And then everything, wouldn't that mean that everything in the vape would be a hybrid too?
Yes, but I feel like vapes can get away with like lying.
Well, if they're modeled after a certain terpene profile accurately.
Maybe it's like actually pure sativa, a combination of sativa terpenes or something. I don't know. I don't make vapes. But not lying, but just like kind of like putting, I don't know. Do you know what I'm saying? Like not lying, but the being like more, maybe the opposite, maybe like more accurately sativa and indica. Maybe it's the opposite of lying. Maybe they can, like, they can actually target the terpenes and make it so that they're actually sativas and indicas, but flower kind of like can't anymore. Everything is a hybrid for the most part, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, but I know what you're saying.
But it's but I think, you know.
But like gone were the days where they just extract oil from a flower and like, you know, like it's
and
like.
And then that's your specific right. oil and the goes
right.
into the
Do
cartridge.
You know what I mean? Exactly. Like it's all chemistry
it's all
now.
Just, it's all straight chemistry, yeah. Mostly based off of distillate oil. And then, sure, if you add the right combination of terps to recreate this specific feeling, then your effects based.
I can see
they,
it.
They could be on point.
Now, if they taste funny, all fucking vapes. I'm sorry. All vapes, man. All vapes have a specific taste. Even the best ones. You know?
Yeah, this is true.
Some are good, though. I mean, for us, like, but I wouldn't attribute that to it being an indica sativa or hybrid.
No, never. Like, specifically, like, you're saying no hybrids across the board
right.
of the entire vape company spectrum.
Yeah, keep your mind open. You never know. You might stumble across a hybrid that does it for you. You know, not to make fun, but just keep your mind open. You know, one experience may not, or a couple experiences, maybe a little confused. But also, you may know what you're talking about. It's your body.
I'm here to help.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just here to help.
We're just here to give you the weed that you want. If you believe that it is a hybrid specific issue, then you know what? You have that. You enjoy that. We're going to take a quick break. Yeah, we're going to take a quick break, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we're going to come back. We'll be right back.
It's the Cool Nerd Weed Show with TS and Sasha. Don't panic. It's organic.
Yeah. It is the Cool Nerd Weed Show. And that's TS.
And that's Sasha.
And we're live on Adobe. We are live, like we have been every Monday. Every Monday for a long time. Well, we weren't live at first. We were almost live. We were like closest to live that you can get. But you know, the world of technology.
We recorded live.
What does that mean?
Like, we recorded live in front of a studio audience.
That's true. We did. Sorry, I'm turning to the mic. We did. I love the IW Radio studios. I miss them.
Me too.
I love our studio in here.
We'll be back.
Yeah, we have to do one soon. We'll have a guest soon, and then we'll go to the studios because they're great. It's such a vibe at IW. It's the best. Okay, what are we doing? Oh, Joe Biden. Okay.
Joe Biden.
So,
how?
Okay. I mean, listen, I feel like there's so much crap going on. I literally can't expect any good news from the White House about weed. You know what I mean? Like, if that was like the thing that they decided to like give to us, I would be shocked.
Oh,
everything's
yeah,
been
right,
such
right
a disappointment.
Now, yeah, for sure.
In the world, especially Joe Biden.
I mean, yeah, I am truly disappointed in Joe Biden's performance.
But I mean, you know, like you love the one you're with.
Yes. What other choice did we have?
It's like an abusive boyfriend.
You gotta keep going back.
Yeah. What other choice do we have for real? So, God dang it.
Joe Biden says, President Joe Biden says he's working on fulfilling cannabis campaign pledges to free prisoners.
Okay.
He's working on it.
Okay.
That was pretty much all he's really said. Since making these promises, President Biden can use his executive clemency to grant prisoners for cannabis out, get them out of prison already.
Well, yes. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Like, it's insane.
You can start in the states where it's federal, where it's legal. It's not federally legal, where it's legal by state. Start there, work your way into the other states. So I think
like you feel like it would be that easy, you know? Like, if, and like, I feel like if it was going to be that easy, it would be. I don't know. I have little to no hope about the federal and the federal cannabis thing. Like, I'm glad states have like done right and like legalized. Yeah, so it's been great.
There's states that have been able to fast track there.
That's been super cool. And social equity is like, for some reason, the last thing to like take hold for some reason. And also expunging records is like the last thing to like be put through. Like, it's a slow and long process for all of these things to happen. I don't know why, but it just is. So I do feel like if it's like that on the state level, you know, federal level, Jesus. I don't know. I just feel like everything takes a really long time. It doesn't have to. I don't know why, but it does. And the federal government hasn't really handled weed in a very good way. And like, I don't know. I feel like it should have been one of the first things done, like the easiest things done.
Yeah, for sure. A bunch of senators sent Biden a letter earlier this month expressing their frustration and the failure to do anything meaningful for cannabis reform and criminalization.
Well,
including Senator Warren, Bernie Sanders, Cory Booker.
They've done nothing. They said they were going to.
Yeah, the Fed has done nothing.
Everybody was like, oh, yeah, cannabis, woo. Well,
so yeah, it is frustrating.
So this is an interesting addendum to, or like addition to that, about the tribal.
Oh yeah.
Tribal lands.
This is
interesting.
Yes.
So we've talked about this before. Tribal lands, sovereign nations,
sovereign
and such.
Land nations for sure.
They have been, they just like went in on opening up dispensaries and selling weed because they fucking can. And in New York, they just were like, let's do this. And they are able to. It's allowed and legal and such. And you know, of course, they're getting like mad harassed. It's never easy for anyone to do the thing that should be the easiest. And yeah, I guess there's like law enforcement just kind of like coming and
onto there. It's federal law enforcement coming on to
why are they doing?
They were
that?
Harassing some. Some of the indigenous people in New Mexico that were growing a small medical garden for the medical needs of their people under their law and fucking New Mexico law as well. So, you know, that's a fucking a tremendous waste of taxpayer dollars on there.
Not to mention, you know, if you want to like go in on, you know, they're saying like it's a misappropriation. There's a lot of misjustices and like bad things going on in Indian country that should be investigated by the cops. There's many bad things happening.
Oh, yeah.
They're probably done by, you know,
missing people.
Like it's very, very, very bad. So instead of like weed, like maybe let's find, you know, find who's missing. Maybe let's stop crime. Against indigenous peoples. Maybe let's stop.
Make sure they have water that they can drink.
Yeah. Make sure they have living fucking conditions in the land that they rightfully own. Like maybe just a little bit. Like just leave them the fuck alone about weed. Maybe. So this is not a good way to start things. I don't think, you know, if the federal government is like just not holding back with being jerks toward them. It
still
bothers me.
Still.
Yeah, that's super fucked up. We might have been, I don't know if we were supposed to huff and puff about this, but I wanted to talk about it now. Okay. We'll huff and puff about something else. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know how to like feel hopeful sometimes about the federal government's involvement. Because I'm like, yeah, we had somebody in there who seems to be logical about weed, or some people who seem to be logical about weed, just like starting, you know?
I mean, Biden's past a record with any sort of drugs and cannabis were not great.
Shoddy.
We knew this going in.
Also, women's rights. Just
putting
it out there.
Yeah, not
not the best.
It did not have a great track record. But what did we have another choice? Did we have another choice?
You know,
I don't know.
At the time, no, we fucking didn't. It had to be who it was, as long as it wasn't Donald fucking Trump. Like, that's the end of that story.
He's done enough damage.
No, I don't know. I don't know what happens in the future. I don't know if it gets better. I don't know. You know, people on both sides of the aisle do like weed, so
this is true.
It's this bizarre, like, streak of stigma that's, like, still out there, and it's very weird to me.
There's Republican bills that want to get banking done.
Right.
But, you know, nobody can, I don't know what people can agree on. Everybody loves the business of cannabis. We all love cannabis. Can we come across the aisle, shake hands, get these bills done, free the prisoners, leave the native
You're people asking too much
alone.
Now.
And let them to do what they want, grow their cannabis on their own land.
You just asked the government to do four things. One of them was care about other human beings. Yes, I think you're asking for too much. Listen, I'm not like anti-government either. I'm really not. I'm just like, you know, I want this whole fucking democracy experiment to succeed just as much as the next person. I also wouldn't call myself a fucking patriot at the moment. I'm just like not. But I am... And I have been excited about the freedom of cannabis and all that other good shit. I just feel like we're moving backwards as a country in general. And this shit makes me upset and worried. Like, you know, not only are we like fucking with indigenous people as it is, we're just adding insult to injury, you know.
Getting even more worried.
For dumb shit. Shit that like is actually allowed.
And this is our middle huff and puff.
Yeah.
This is our middle. This is our middle.
Yeah. Well, today we were like, you know, we were kind of going to freestyle our stuff. And, you know, we're not in like bad moods or anything like that by any means, I would say. We smoked some pretty good weed today.
Oh, yeah. I feel great.
I feel great as well. I do feel great. However, I do feel like a little downsome. Just about the state of the world in general.
Well, yeah. Luckily, we have enough of this bubble gum to make it a little better.
This might be the...
Oh, and then we've got the grits and jam.
Yeah. Ugh. Talk about something that saves your faith in humanity. I love that shit so much. It does. It makes me believe everything's going to be okay. Weed is going to be federally legal. The prisoner is going to be released. Dumbass fucking weed charges. Ugh, fuck. I don't know, man. I don't know.
What else we have? Do we have any candidates coming up that will actually... Don't we have another election, like, next year?
For president?
Yeah.
2024,
okay. We got to start thinking about this. Keep you posted on your options.
There has to be, like, I don't even know what there fucking has to be. Because there's a handful of people in the White House who are like, yeah, woo weed. And then there's, like, a bunch of people who are like, who cares? And then, because people don't care about the people who are incarcerated at all, in general.
No,
like, as a rule.
No, because it's their attitude is like, well, you shouldn't have been doing that.
They shouldn't have been doing something that wasn't supposed to be illegal in the first place. I'm like, let's put aside all the racist fucking ridiculous reasons why weed is illegal. Let's just like say that we all know that and take that for granted and we're trying to heal from it. This doesn't make anything better when you're fucking harassing indigenous people about growing weed. You feel what I'm saying? Like, it just doesn't give me like the hopefuls. I'm not like, yeah, I can't wait for the things to be great.
Because somebody in the government said, signed off on that. They said, okay, yeah, go ahead.
The federal government.
Go ahead and go onto this private land and destroy the plant and try to destroy the people's lives.
Yeah. Yeah.
The order came down.
Yeah. People in the government did that. So there's a good Netflix doc, like, it's not a documentary, it's Adam Conover, who did Adam Ruins Everything. He has a show called The G Word, and like Obama produced it. It's interesting. It's about the government and like the ways it's good and the ways it's bad and like whatever. And, you know, it's all the things we kind of know already. But it's interesting to learn about it and, you know, get yourself edumacated. And I feel like weed is just something that I don't know the federal government will ever be able to like get their head around in a good, satisfactory way. Unless like some, you know, I always said like, and I don't know like why I felt that way, but I always said that Donald Trump was going to be the one to make it federal, because he's just fucking crazy like that. Like, he would just be like, fuck it, just fucking make weed legal.
Such a wing
everywhere.
Nut.
Yeah,
such
exactly.
A wing nut that he would go.
Like, no procedure at all. No, like, figuring it out how it would be best for the community. Just like, you know, he would breed fucking lower mids of fucking Trump OG, and it would be fucking horrible, and it would taste like basement New York shit dirt weed. It would be brown as fuck.
But it would be fully legal.
But it would be fully legal. Fully legal and taxable and fucking regulated. Because, like, I feel like he's like, I hate the government except for when it benefits me. So, yeah, I did think that, but I was wrong. He did not.
You know.
He didn't do anything. That was
maybe that was his. That was his plan for the next 4 years.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Don't say that. They were like, there's, yeah, no. But, you know, like, I did have higher hopes for the last couple of years. You know, there's still a couple more years to get shit done. Maybe he'll do,
yeah,
like,
maybe the world will calm down a little bit and we can focus on on cannabis reform. Oh
God, that would be great. Imagine, like, the war in Ukraine is, like, over,
and
like, abortion rights are back in action. Reproductive rights are back in action. Everybody's, you know, feeling like they have a place in this world. So we focus on cannabis reform.
Wow. And you say I have like dreams of utopia, illusions.
Hey,
I'm
just,
right there with you.
That's
the
only
mission statement.
Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's possible. You never know. You never know. It's certainly, it's good to manifest those things. Manifest them. Say it, you know. I believe cannabis reform is possible. It might be by the federal government. I don't fucking know. I just know stuff like this isn't great. Biden has been quiet. They're, you know, harassing indigenous peoples. It's dumb shit. So, yeah. I'm holding out the hopefuls for now. But I'm in a fine mood because I'm smoking good weed. You know?
This is indeed.
This is my privilege. This is my, like, you know, where you're just like, well, I have it good. But there are people who have it bad. And they do not have this privilege. Because they're in fucking jail. Because of weed. So, you know, gotta think about it. You have to.
It is. It's very important. And if you want to know more, you can go to the Last Prisoner Project. You
sure can.
.org.
You can. There's lots of ways to support it, too. I know what we're going to talk about. The veterans. For Huff and Puff. Speaking of the Last Prisoner Project. Yeah, we'll get... HuffPost's not gonna be any more exciting. I mean, we're definitely gonna like just be honest. That's what our thing is. You know, that's what our whole deal is. We're pleasant people. We're stoners. We always have weed to smoke for you and your friends. But
this is true.
We've been around the industry for longer than I have, obviously, but we've been around the industry for a couple minutes. We've seen things. And we just have takes. We have takes. We have hot takes. We have dank hot takes. On all these hot topics. We'll be right back.
The final Huff and Puff with TS and Sasha.
Yeah, sure is the final Huff and Puff with TS and Sasha on the Cool Nerd Weed Show on Adobe Radio. If you were watching the YouTube, I am incredibly sorry. I was a cow. I was a literal cow. I'm sorry. I was Munchies Central, but I'm not sorry because I really enjoyed my edibles. I had three Lost Farms and four Cushy Punches.
Oh, how are those Cushy Punches?
I like them. Well, are they different? Are they like...
They are, they're made with, I think it's solventless or live resin.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I did feel like they hit me like, I feel like certain, might be solventless hits me like in a different way.
They are a full spectrum. Whatever it was.
Well, yeah, they were good. They were good. I really, really did like them. So, yeah. And they do give me munchies, like, really hardcore.
I've noticed, like, that for the all the full spectrum and live resin ones. I get hella munchies.
Yeah, I'm not mad. I ate Farmer's Market pita chips. If that's what you were wondering, what was chomping in your mouth? So it is the final Huff and Puff anyway. Okay, again, the government and weed, they're just going to have to figure it out. I wish they would. I wish it would happen. But where is it? The veterans, do you have it up?
Oh, yeah. Okay. The House will not vote on a marijuana amendment for veterans and public housing residents after a little committee snag.
What does that mean, a committee snag?
They didn't agree on some of the language of these amendments, and they're always tacked on to something else too. So I think it was they were trying to regulate based on their spending budget.
Okay.
So it's like you want to take these things off. The veterans first, it was like for the veterans, it's always the thing. Doctors can prescribe or recommend without like fouling up your VA benefits and things like that. So that's the first thing that they're not voting on.
Okay.
And the second thing is if you're on, housing assistance, like the HUD,
Right.
Then if you are a cannabis user, I don't know how they know this, then you are denied your federal housing benefits.
What?
So they were voting to get rid of these things. This was within the policies.
Oh, yes, 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 indeed it is. Oh, man, that's so shitty and dumb. Well... Are they going to meet again, or is this like, do we have to wait? Or is this it?
They're not allowing these provisions within this.
So dumb.
Yeah, so it's got to be rewritten and go back to the committee, and right now it's not happening.
Mm. Well, that's dumb. That's really dumb. These are like little things that really matter in terms of weed legalization. And, you know, we're not even like up to the part where it's like, adult use. It's like, you know, the HUD people can't medically use weed. So it's like not even, you know, that's like a whole other fish to fry. So it's like these are things that like aren't like out there and like you don't really know about them until you're supposed to know about them. But they really, really matter in terms of making weed less stigmatized and more acceptable and fucking literally livable when you're in housing assistance and you can't. Like, that's insane. Like, if you feel like you're in danger of not getting your benefits, it's just crazy. I mean, we talked to our Canadian friends about, like, veterans programs. And up there, like, I think, wasn't it like you lose your benefits if they test you and they find that you are positive and
you
stuff.
You could lose your benefits.
Yeah. I mean, down here, like, I would hope that, like, it's just crazy. It's crazy that, like, a doctor can't prescribe PTSD. And a lot of people won't get benefits for that reason. Won't get VA benefits for that reason. I mean, the VA system has got a lot to be desired.
This bill was trying to block funds that would prevent VA doctors from being able to prescribe, or they'd take away the funding that would enforce them. It's very convoluted. That would take away the enforcement of the doctors, so there wouldn't be money for enforcing the VA doctors that wanted to recommend or prescribe cannabis to the veteran patients. Same with the housing development, just taking away funding so that they couldn't actually do the investigations to somehow find out that the cannabis user is in the housing system.
That matters. That matters. It matters in a lot of ways. It shouldn't at all be even considered when you're trying to live, especially when you're a veteran.
Yeah,
and
what the fuck?
Our country. Come on, man.
Treat our veterans better, please.
Like,
for fuck's sake.
And it's also a long. It's just one of the things in a long line of ways that we mistreat our veterans and also people who are in housing benefits. It's just another way to fuck them. You know, weed is just another way to get people. It's a excuse.
To get into your private life, to get into your pockets, to get into your bank
take away
account.
Your rights.
To take
I mean,
away
weed
rights.
Is a yeah. good way to get people in trouble. Because it's always there because it's good and it's illegal in many places and stigmatized in many places. So this goes with what we were saying earlier in the show with, like, it's just these little like details about weed, like prisoners being in jail for ridiculous crimes. The harassing of indigenous people for growing weed, the lack of care for veterans in terms of cannabis and in general, and housing benefits. That's fucking crazy that all of that. And it's also, I mean, it is. It's like housing, you know, housing programs are interesting because, like, whatever. You can have a building that, like, I mean, the New York City Housing Authority is saying no to their public.
To their, I think because because it falls under they're federally funded, generally.
Right? Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It falls under the Fed.
So, you know.
So even though cannabis is legal in your state, New York, California, wherever it may be, your housing authority more than likely falls under the federal and gets federal funding. So they are still in control.
Yeah. Well, it's a bummer, and I hope it changes. It would have to be a big sweeping change, and I don't know if it would come all at once or like in installments. If we can't even get these couple of things done for a snag, whatever the fuck that means, then, you know, it's going to be an uphill battle. So I do sometimes feel great and thankful and hopeful. I always feel grateful. But hopeful, not so much when stuff like this happens. I don't know if they're ever going to get it together, the federal government, when it comes to weed. And I would love them to. But this is some dumb shit, you know?
Yeah. Who's our candidate? Bernie.
I would love that, but he's you know, he's tried.
He's tried. We need some new. Yeah, some new blood. Yeah, we do. Government.
We need pro cannabis people more and more, please. And thank you. We will run.
on the greenest of green platforms.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Not your traditional green party.
I will. I would like to be the first.
First dude.
The first dude. Sure.
Well, on that note, President, first dude. Follow us on Instagram, Cool Nerd Weed Show, all the other places, Google Cool Nerd Weed Show, Twitter, Cool Nerd Weed. And thank you, IW Radio, for keeping us live and amazing. And we love you. And thank you for hanging out with us. And
don't panic.
It's organic.